This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Ladies and gentlemen, look, Brad Williams is in the room. Welcome back,
I'm
Brad.
I'm back.
He's back one year after
the big show at the Celebrity Theater.
Yeah. It's still
fun.
Hung
it was fun last year. Yeah, we stayed up very late last year.
Well, sure. Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
When you have a fat guy and a dwarf, you want some stories.
I keep telling people that. Last year was so much fun because I'd literally start stories like me, Ralphie May, Brad Williams, and the Smash Brothers. So it was me, fat
twins.
Guy, a dwarf, and twins.
Twins, yeah.
There's no punchline.
Right.
It was the story.
So normally when you say something like that, you're like, well, you had sex with one of them, right?
Right.
Like,
somebody banged something.
Yeah. Twins and a dwarf and a fat guy. That's every fetish. That's every fetish
I've covered
right there.
Yep. All of it. Yeah. And nothing happened. Nothing happened. Surprisingly, Ralphie won the night, and we just ate until 3 in the morning.
Yeah, which I'm fine with.
I was fine with that, too. It was a good time. Yeah, you were part of last year's deal with Ralphie and the Smash Brothers. Back this week over at Stand Up Live if you want to go see Brad, 480-719-6100, standuplive.com.
And that's right.
I never thought of this until we were walking down the hall. You're incapable of being accused in this new world of sexual harassment. It's always going to be adorable.
Oh.
You cannot sexually assault them because it is
adorable. Play that card.
I totally think it's adorable.
Well, you know what? There might be some truth to that.
Yeah.
Because, all right, here's the thing. Obviously, all right, oh, God, I got to think this bit out before I actually go for it. Obviously, what Louis C.K. did was horrible and it was wrong. And for those of you who don't know, I think I could say the word masturbate, right?
He just did.
He did that in front of women that did not necessarily want him to do that. Okay?
Right.
So that was him and his bad. Now, I would never do this. I would never do this.
Don't say never.
But if a dwarf locked you in a room and started doing that thing, you'd be horrified for like 2 seconds. And then afterward, you'd be like, oh, is that how he does it?
I'd be filming
it. That's adorable.
He can reach it. That's amazing. I had no idea that's how Skittles are made. Then
it's adorable.
Yes, then it's adorable.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, and who's going to go, Brad Williams, lock me in a room and masturbate in front of me? Like, move
him. They're like, really? You couldn't pick him up and put him on the bed? You couldn't hang him over the towel rack? You couldn't do that?
You can escape this. You kind of want Brad Williams to masturbate in front of you if Brad Williams is masturbating in front of you.
Then it's something you could actually get out of. Then it's like,
it would work.
Then it's like the world's easiest escape the room.
Yeah. I didn't realize this. The future is bright for dwarves in this world of...
We're going to be the only ones not accused of sexual assault.
Because
only
ones. It's the same thing as like Charlie Rose just used to whip his crank out in front of women.
Start
you could do that
around.
And people would be curious to see it in the first
place.
They'd
be like, how big is it?
Exactly. What's
the
proportion?
I want to know. Does it hang down to his knee? The answer, yes. But my knee's only a few inches below my hip. So that's why I'm the only guy that can actually legitimately say
this
that.
This is gold for you.
Right.
My God, I hadn't thought about how great it must be. Finally, the tables have turned.
You've been in the business a couple years.
Yeah, 14.
Why is that the move?
Oh, to just take it out?
Yeah.
Have you ever done it?
I don't know. I've done it, but not to someone that didn't want to see it.
Yeah, same here.
Because I've got such low self-esteem anyway that I'm worried that I will take it out and then they're just going to point and laugh at it.
I assume no one wants to see it, which has been a healthy way to live my life.
I think that's a healthy way for any man to live your life is that no one wants to see your penis. And on average... That's the true statement.
You're leaning hard on the
average. No one really does. No one wants to see your D-pick.
Yeah.
No one wants to see it. Like if they ask for it, okay, now you have permission. But even then, you check 3 or 4 or 5 times because then it could be their friend on their phone going, oh, this is going to be fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then you're a joke on top of it all. Yeah, that's my rule is because I know that nip slips and upskirt shots are a $1 billion industry, and nary a dick slip website exists.
Yeah,
no one wants to see
it. It's not out there.
No.
No one has
side dick.
Yeah.
No one wants side dick, under dick. Nobody wants any of those pictures.
No one's got the ball cleavage fetish.
Right. No one.
Press them up. You got those for me. No.
From behind.
Yeah, there's no extent.
Sack from behind.
We're not doing silicone implants to our balls.
No.
Nobody wants to see it.
Yeah.
Tuck it away.
It's weird, though, that male nudity runs the spectrum because it's either A, horrifying,
right.
or B, hilarious.
There's no in between.
You want to know what word is not in there? Sexy.
Yeah.
It's not sexy.
It's very true.
Like the 0.00000001% of male nudity is sexy. My wife and I just saw the Justice League movie, and when Jason Momoa comes out of the water with no shirt on, I was like, wait, is this like 3D, 4D? Because I'm feeling moisture in the air. Oh, that's my wife.
Yeah, rainforest.
Oh. That's why it's so humid in here right now.
What is this fog?
Skadoosh. Yeah. That was insane.
August Chicago sitting next to you.
So that was like the only time when like male nudity or even
partial.
Partial, But see, that's not even, he's not bottomless. He's just taking off his shirt. If he had done bottomless, she would probably be like, put it away.
Right.
Put away the trident.
Like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so that, then she's not quite into it.
Yeah,
but
it's gross.
So it's never like, and the only time it's really funny is when it's not sexual, like when you're not like, hey, do you want to do something with this?
Right.
Then it's funny.
That's sexual to you, that voice?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's no way you have a clip of him, but I'm just going to throw a Hail Mary. That's actually my Buzz Aldrin impression. If you see him, if you ever hear him on Dancing with the Stars, he was on Dancing with the Stars, and when he, in 80-whatever-year-old Buzz Aldrin, American hero, guy who walked on the moon, when he's introduced to his dancer partner, he goes, "Hi, I'm Buzz." And it's the creepiest thing you've ever is. We're going to be dancing.
For years, it's worked for him.
Yeah. I mean, when you walk on the moon. Yeah.
You are automatically
That's
sexy.
That's all you need
Allegedly.
To do.
Allegedly. Yeah, I know there's all those guys out listening. You're like, the flag didn't wave. It was waving, and there's no gravity or whatever. So, all right.
We have a Buzz Aldrin clip.
Oh, man.
To avoid craters. My goodness.
Great clip.
The Walt song we have is It's a Wonderful World. The story is you coming home from war, and I'm your daughter waiting for you.
Our story is a blending together of departing a patriotic duty to a welcoming home with great optimism to the future.
I'm Buzz.
Down.
Oh, that's the video. That's the words you need. Up, up, down. On.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's not talking to him. She's talking to a certain part of his body.
Right. Down.
Down. What is that?
See, now Buzz Aldrin could walk into a room and start beating off in front of people because he's been to the moon.
He's a hero.
He's a hero.
Okay,
I'm not allowed
that's
to do that.
Why, all right. That's why. And here's another clip that's going to get me in trouble. that's why, all sexual assault is wrong, and the women that are coming forward are wonderful, and I'm so glad they're doing it, and we're finally calling out these creepos, okay?
Right.
Let me say that so I can say this.
Right.
It's weird to me that everything now is called sexual assault.
Yes.
That's very weird to me, because if someone says, he sexually assaulted me, you don't know what that means.
Right.
And I think that's a little dangerous, too, because we need to know what that means. Because you have the one side of the spectrum, which is the Harvey Weinsteins, which is like, something horrible needs to happen to you. You need to be cut with an AIDS dildo. by the way, AIDS dildo is playing Coachella next year.
Oh, man, they're the best.
They're the best.
They're tech. I like their pop stuff better, but their tech's good.
Good. So, like, you have that side of the spectrum. And then on the extreme other side of the spectrum, you have George Bush, who was also accused of sexual assault. Now, how is that the same thing? One is like a systematically raping women.
Right.
That's Harvey.
Right.
And then George is 93 in a wheelchair grabbing butt. Now,
saying his favorite musician, David Copperfield.
David Copperfield. Now, I'm not saying he should be grabbing butt. He should not be grabbing butt. You should not grab a butt of someone who does not want their butt to be grabbed.
Yes.
But is it sexual assault? Like, is it assault when he's got dementia and Parkinson's and he's in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Is it assault when it could have been avoided by taking one step to the right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He's not very agile.
No. You find a stair. You walk up one. You're like, sorry, George. You're out. You can't do anything now.
You grab my knee.
You don't even have to step. You just squat down.
Just duck.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. When they always they brought out George Bush won on for the World Series to like do that whole thing. The thing about it is he has the manual wheelchair, and then he has someone pushing him. Like, can't George get a motor?
The top of the line, like,
a hover round. I've seen the commercials.
Yeah, like my grandma Cindy is 92. She plays bingo. She doesn't have a dime to her name other than what she asks me for, and she's got the hover round.
Yeah,
she's got a motor. So no one can get. Maybe that's why they didn't give him a motor because they're worried he's going to be like, now I'm mobile.
Yeah.
Now I can chase after women.
He's not allowed to have because it sped him up. He's got FDR's wheelchair still.
Yeah.
Nobody knows why.
It's a power play.
I said that when they wheeled him out onto the field, I'm like, oh, they must have some sort of rule against like motorized.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, no, they don't, because all the stuff that cuts the grass and everything else, it would have been fine to have him out there.
It's not gas-powered.
Then you see him in all the pictures, and he's got the handbrake. Like, he's old-school wheelchair.
It's like, oh, you got the handbrake? Really, George? Are you speeding anywhere?
Hit a lot of hills? It's unprotected?
It's wood.
Yeah. It's like, dude, you're a bush.
Yeah.
You should have
oil in it.
Yeah. You should have just four Playboy models carrying you. Like, are you kidding me? You got the manual wheelchair? That's weird.
Brad Williams.
He could have had a standing hovercraft.
Oh,
yes.
They could have built legs for him.
Yeah.
That's what you should have done. The dude was skydiving not 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he, like, my favorite part is he can't walk and he's skydiving and some of the people in his family are like worried. They're like, but what if he crashes? I'm like, he can't walk already.
Yeah.
He's not going to land well.
No, what's going to, like.
But his head.
Yeah. The worst thing that could happen is that the 91-year-old dies skydiving.
Right.
Best story ever. Trust me, that's how I want to go out.
For the dude strapped to him also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah.
You cantaloped a president on your chest.
Oh, my God.
He landed like a
him into the ground. Like,
put him out of his misery.
Yeah. It's like, that's insane. Like, trust me, when I'm 90, I'm doing all the skydiving, all the bungee jumping, and certainly all the heroin. That's what I'm doing.
I say it all the time. And I talked to an old man about that, and I said, why not do heroin? He's 90. Why not try the heroin for the first time ever?
Yeah.
And he goes, you think that when you're younger, and when you're old, you don't want to do it just because what if it just sends you off into, like, you live through something horrible? And it's all you do now from 90, and you don't have the ability to chase it. So he was honest.
Oh, okay.
He was afraid of becoming an addict.
It's a day-to-day thing. I think
you're afraid of becoming an addict?
Yeah, he'd want to die from it or just experience the high.
Yeah.
He's scared of becoming like some homeless street guy at
90. Yeah, but you're 90 whatever. You could go to any pharmacy and be like, OxyContin, please. And they'd be like, why do you need it? You're like, I'm freaking 90. That's why I need it. Like if some punk 22-year-old comes in and asks for Oxy, all right, there's going to be some paperwork.
Yeah.
Right. And then some questions or some.
Yeah, there should be an age limit to, like, don't even question it.
Yeah.
If he wants Dilaudid, give him
90?
Dilaudid. Yeah, give it to him.
Give it to him.
He needs it. Whether he even knows
plenty
why.
Are.
Yeah. I'm going to start a charity.
Drugs for the elderly.
Oxy for olds. Oxy for olds. I'm going to provide much needed OxyContin to old people.
That's
Oxygenarin.
Beautiful. Free. Like just a grab bag of it.
Oxy for octogenarians.
I like that.
Done.
I like that.
Let's start that charity. We're going to have a march in downtown. Well,
it'd be very slow.
Yeah, very slow.
Very slow.
Very slow. It's going to be a block and a half.
But you know what? You tell them there's free Oxy at the end of that march. I bet you it speeds up.
Oh, they're doing it.
They're going to do it.
They're doing it. They're installing motors on the wheelchairs then.
The 1 million. Hover around tomorrow.
I'm in. Brad Williams at Stand Up Live this weekend, 480-719-6100 if you want to go.
Yeah.
StandUpLive.com. Absolutely crushed last year.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. And I'm telling everyone now, the Saturday early show is sold out. So you can get so don't try to get tickets to that one. But try to get tickets to every other show. Every other show, Sunday, late Saturday, both shows on Friday, and of course tonight.
Yeah.
There's still some tickets available. So yeah, go to those shows. But yeah, Saturday early one sold out. But yeah, it was so much fun at the Celebrity Theater last year.
We had a great time last year. It was really good.
Yeah.
Sitting around goofing backstage was more fun just because everybody was just ready to go. It was just a party the whole time.
It's like my favorite is when someone who's not a comic or a radio DJ walks into the conversation with the comics and the radio DJ. The look of horror on their face is very similar to the look I had when I first saw Two Girls, One Cup. You're just like...
Nothing sacred.
You're just
horrified. Do you remember the limo ride from Celebrity Theater to the restaurant?
Yeah.
How horrific the conversation was in there. And
awful.
I don't know if I was looking the entire time at the driver who did not sign up for this at all.
No.
Unbelievable.
The driver is just reaching over to his phone trying to hit record like, this is how I'm going to get a payout.
Yeah, it was. I tried to stay quiet because between Ralphie and the Smash Brothers and every racial slur that you can imagine towards every race.
You didn't want to incriminate yourself.
I just sat quietly like, I'm laughing at it. Can they hear me laughing? Because it's funny. Everything's happening in here is funny.
Yeah.
Hating, just crushing everything. And it was so much fun. I had such a great time last year. I'm sure it'll be the same. Can you imagine, though? I just started thinking of this while I was talking. If you were the guy strapped to George Bush, how much money you'd make for the last war? Like, you knew what his last, like,
oh geez,
here we go. Not looking good, is it? And just that, just sailing towards the earth, knowing his last words.
I hope it'd be something crazy, like, I never told anyone this, but.
And then he dies.
Barb. I like to get pegged by Barb.
I'm into pegging, and I just have to get it off my chest. Goodbye, cruel world.
Lands like a jerk.
Safely land, like, wow.
You do a much better George Bush one than I do.
All right.
I'm trying to do, like, the Dana Carvey version.
Yeah. It's, it's so useful nowadays.
Yeah.
Too, sure.
All
handy.
The kids know the George Bush one reference.
Yeah. You know the fun impression of the guy in the wheelchair playing grab ass?
Yeah.
Kids are all over it. It's a millennial thing.
No, they don't know that. Now, if you can do an impression of PewDiePie, you could do that.
Impressions are going to die. Frank and I talk about that all the time.
Why is that?
Because there's no commonality anymore. Like, there's very few things that everyone's paying attention to.
Yeah,
so you can, like, do an impression, a really good one of something, but it's so broken down generationally.
Yeah, because, like...
Unless it's the president.
Yeah, that's about it.
Political stuff.
Because, like, in Rich Little's days, and all right, kids are like, Rich Little, who the hell is that? Is that your father because his last name is Little? No.
No, he was the leader of
your
tribe.
Are you related?
Yeah, exactly. No, Rich Little was a master impressionist back in the days where there was, like, 8 celebrities.
Yeah, exactly.
There was 8.
And from a time span of the 20s, like, he was doing W.C. Fields in the 70s.
Yeah.
That guy
wasn't
famous for 40 years still. But
all generations knew him.
But try that now.
No one's going to know. Yeah. You can do an impression of Reagan.
Yeah. Oh, people are like, what? The fun one. Dudley Moore.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
That's
you can't,
over.
You can't do that. Yeah. One of my favorite impressions is an impression I do that no one gets the reference. No one.
All right,
so people think it's an original character that I do. It's like, no. It's an actor named Ed Wynn. Ed Wynn was the voice of the Mad Hatter in the Disney Alice in Wonderland. Yeah. And then he was in the original Mary Poppins. He was some guy. So basically, Ed Wynn just talks like this.
Oh, he's Charlie in the Box.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, he is. It's unbelievable, don't you know?
Nobody wants it.
Yeah, no one gets the reference. Nobody knows Ed Wynn.
Oh,
he was on a TV show, too. Yeah, you know him by the face. He did a bunch of stuff.
You Google him, you
clearly
know
him. Clearly a molester.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Oh, my goodness. Take off your pants.
Have you ever watched a man masturbate in front of you?
Have you ever been to a steam room in New York? That's my modern day impression that no one gets.
Your Ed Wynn is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's
a good Trump, though.
Listen, I'm doing all right, Trump. What am I saying? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable, my Donald Trump impression. Absolutely fantastic. Believe me. Go see Brad Williams. Funniest midget. I know midget. Trust me, I know
midgets.
They love
me.
Look at my hands. Obviously, I know midgets. We share something in common. Unbelievable.
Now, are there other little people in comedy that you have to, like, that look to you as a mentor?
I hope not.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, what happens if a little person
a workshop?
Listen, dwarves don't go to workshops.
Yeah, I was just going to say
that's a trigger.
How bad
I need a safe space.
How bad a bigot am I that the
where's
second
my, where's my therapy you, reindeer?
The second you said workshop, Brad was in a pointy hat and a wooden mallet.
That's why my kids will never know the magic of Santa. I am not telling them about Santa. Listen, when your dad's 4'4", I'm going to go and tour the country. I'm going to go to McAllen, Texas to do stand-up, to bring home money for you, to buy that toy that you always wanted, just to have you open up the toy, look at your dad that just got back from Des Moines in front of a bunch of drunks on the Friday Late Show. You're going to look at me and go, thank you, Santa. Screw you. No, dad did that. You're not going to support the communist that is Santa. Yeah, he's a communist, all right? He has a bunch of dwarves slave laboring for him, and he's the Kremlin on high, and he wears red.
That's
all right?
True.
He's a communist, and I'm not supporting someone that has enslaved my people for years. Screw Santa.
You got that, beautiful. Son?
All that because you said workshop.
I know.
That I just went off. I hate Santa. I really do.
When did the pain
start? Did
you
ever make any early December money before comedy?
You never did it?
No, I never did it. Now,
you can make decent cash as a Santa elf.
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
Not now. I mean, you're too big for now. But.
And other dwarves have. Now, don't get me wrong. I did leprechaun stuff, so I'm not without shame. March rolls around, you're like, I'm kind of new to paycheck.
I'll do it.
So I'll do it, yes. Yeah. So, yeah, someone says, you want to dress up as a leprechaun for my party? You're like, absolutely not. That's degrading. They're like, I'm going to pay you X amount of dollars. You're like, all right.
Degrade me.
Give me the suit.
Yeah. Now, what is the thing that people say that is so hacked to you that you're sick of it and you want it over?
Oh, first of all, don't tell me your favorite dwarf joke.
All right.
A, there's like five of them,
right.
Okay?
And don't relate.
I know them, and in some cases, I wrote them, okay? That's the weirdest part. When someone comes up to me and says, hey, so here's the, did you hear about the, blah, blah, and I'm like, yeah, that's my joke from my first album.
Right.
So that's me. So yes, I did hear that one because I wrote the joke.
I heard it first.
Yeah, stop running up to me and be like, I got a joke for you. Why do dwarves laugh when they run? I'm like, I know, because the grass tickles their balls. Okay, I know.
See, they're funny, though.
I know every...
What? And it's funny because it's true.
I know every dwarf joke. What do you
in
call...
a wheat field? Forget about it.
Oh, forget it.
What do you call a psychic dwarf that escapes from prison? I know it's a small, medium, at large. Okay, like I know
that's a great one too.
I'm not saying they're not good.
I'm really enjoying this.
I'm not saying they're not good jokes.
I'm enjoying your pain.
I'm just saying.
Give us number three.
Yeah. Okay.
Do the whole set.
Yeah. did you hear about the gay dwarf? He came out of the cupboard. There's that one. I know them. Okay.
Right. So no more jokes like right off the bat. That's not relatable.
Yeah.
You don't find them amusing. You've heard them all.
Don't
stop that.
Don't tell me like, hey, do you ever go up and tell a woman her hair smells nice?
No,
I'm like, nope, because I know that joke. And that's not going to end well for me. And not in today's climate.
Never.
That's the annoying thing. And also, I can't believe I even have to say this. When you meet me after the show, because I do meet and greets after every show. We'll take photos. We'll do the whole nine yards. Do not ask to pick me up.
Oh, jeez.
That happens. Why do I have to ask people to not?
Can I pick you up?
Yeah, it's like, no. And then they get mad when I say no. It's like,
he was a jerk.
Yeah. He didn't allow the drunk guy who's 6'4" to lift him over his head like right. Simba. Like, no.
This is why I got you come out. With a person pushing a wheelchair.
Yeah, there you go. Just standing on the wheelchair.
No, because this weekend, you really don't want to try that. Because this weekend, my wife is in town. My wife came with me to these shows. And my wife is a fourth degree black belt in Taekwondo.
Nice.
She's nationally ranked.
She'll take you down.
She's ranked number two in the nation. So, like, if you try anything, and she hasn't done this yet, but it got real close one time where, like, a guy tried to pick me up, and she cocked back the leg, ready to kick, and she can kick. Like, if you're 6'2", she'll knock your hat off of your head. Like, it's insane. So she's a weapon.
Impressive.
Yeah, she's a weapon.
Yeah.
So, like, she caught me, and I had to look at her like, no, like, don't.
Don't kick him.
If you kick him, like, he's suing me. We don't get the house, okay? Yeah. Like, just know that.
Well, I have to tell you something. This is something I don't know if even you know.
Yeah.
Last year at the comedy thing, Ralphie had dared me for money.
Yeah.
Not to pick him up. You can't do it. You can't pick him up. He's ten times heavier than you think he is, player.
Like, no way.
And he goes, you can't pick him up. I give you $1,000 and pick him up.
Like, I'm not picking him up. That's insulting.
$1,000 in your pocket. You pick that little midget up.
And I'm not doing it, Ralphie.
God,
and then he started to, like, break out cash.
I'm not kidding. I'll give you the money up right now. You can't get him off the ground. He's like an iron weight.
So like what do anvil. I do? Few of the Jamesons in me. I go out, and I feel terrible to this minute about it.
I pick you up. Yeah.
And I think I apologized to you while I did it. I'm sorry.
You don't know
why I'm doing this, but it's $1,000.
You were like doing the thing where like it's the dad that has to put down his mom – You're just like crying as you're doing it, like, I'm so sorry.
I knew you'd hate it, but it was a grand, and I wasn't allowed to say anything, but he's dead now, so I don't care.
Okay.
It was $1,000, and a year's time, would, even if he was alive, it would have been all right. So
yeah.
That's why that son of a bitch ran up the dinner bill.
Oh, that's so funny.
Because I paid for dinner.
Oh.
Which was, like, heavy, because he got food to go and all that.
Yeah,
and he told everybody when I was in the bathroom, because my friends were there.
So basically,
hey, Holmberg's got this.
Yeah, so basically, he paid for dinner.
Yeah, he got it. Yeah, and all because, and it was harder than I thought.
Yeah, yes, because I'm a... freaking medicine ball, okay? Don't pick me up.
So I'm sorry.
And don't touch the top of my head. These are the two things that I hate. There's dwarf etiquette 101.
Yeah. I knew you'd hate it.
Yeah.
I had to for the moment.
Well, if it's $1,000, like, don't get me wrong. If someone's, see, that's why I want to be really stupid rich, not to help the poor, not to buy myself a pool that has a flat screen at the bottom of it. Like, nothing like that. I want to be stupid rich so I can look at friends and be like, hey, do this embarrassing, crazy thing. They're like, no. And you're just like, $1,000.
Yeah.
They say, no, $2,000.
And he played on my manhood. You can't lift him.
Yeah, exactly. You did just, the reverse psychology.
You're weak. $1,000 and I'm weak? Screw you. I'm picking him up. And so I did it and I felt terrible, like, immediately.
Made another 200 when you picked me up, Brad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I owed Ralphie that $1,000 back when I had to get Brady's leg off the ground.
I made it all back. I love it.
Brad Williams, Stand Up Live, 480-719-6100. Brad, leave us with words of wisdom. Tell the world how it can be a better place for the holidays. Are you doing anything special for the holidays?
No.
Nothing?
Because the holidays is like...
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I forgot.
I go out to the malls, and that's when I'm trampled or some guy in a suit runs over and grabs me and says, hey, you're late for work.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go to the malls.
You're a jerk. You're in regular clothes.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah. Where's your ears?
You'll scare the kids.
Do you leave your ears at home? Where's your shoes with the bells on it?
Do you celebrate at home?
Yeah, I celebrate at home. To me, the holidays is my purge. I just I lock myself at home. I don't go outside the entire month of December and St. Patrick's Day. That's my purge. I don't leave. It's dangerous. All right? That's what I don't do crap. So my only
Hanukkah. Take over Hanukkah.
Yeah. My words of advice is don't pick up a dwarf. You don't get a wish. You don't get coins. None of that.
Yeah.
Just enjoy the holiday season and
leave Brad alone.
Leave me alone and stop grabbing boobies.
That's it. Keep your dick in. Stop grabbing people.
Yeah.
And put the midget down.
Done.
That sounds
good. I'm gonna put that on a fortune cookie.
Hashtag 2018. Brad Williams, thank you, man. Stand Up Live all weekend, 480-719-6100 if you want to go standuplive.com. At FunnyBrad on Twitter.
Yeah.
You're the best, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
98KUPD.
Our country is facing a major crisis. We need to find out what's causing it.